listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff Fish is unpacking the fivefold ministry, why Jesus gave these leadership offices to the church, and how they operate today. In today's episode, we'll talk about the authority and responsibility that come with these callings. True spiritual authority is not about control or power. It's about servanthood and accountability before God. Our key verse is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account, so that they may do this with joy, not groaning, for this would be unhelpful for you. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we explored how to recognize genuine fivefold callings in the church. But today, I want us to understand what comes with these callings. The authority and responsibility that God places on the shoulders of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Authority in the kingdom of God is radically different from the world's idea of authority. It's not about building personal empires or controlling people. It's about leading as Jesus led, with humility, sacrifice, and love. So let's start with our key verse, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. It says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account, so that they may do this with joy, not groaning, for this would be unhelpful for you." Now notice the weight of responsibility here. Spiritual leaders are accountable for the souls that they oversee. That's not a position to be taken lightly. It means that they must lead with integrity, compassion, and a heart that truly seeks the good of those under their care. And this brings us to the core truth of today's episode. Authority in the fivefold ministry is servant authority. Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles domineer over them, and those in high positions exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wants to become prominent among you shall be your servant, and whoever desires to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are called to lead with the same mindset that Jesus had. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5 reminds us, "Do nothing with selfish or empty conceit, but with humility, consider one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus." We must remember that authority in the kingdom is always linked to responsibility. A spiritual leader cannot claim authority without being accountable to both God and the people that they serve. Paul demonstrates this beautifully in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, when he tells the Ephesian elders, "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Now that's a sobering statement. The people of God were purchased by the blood of Jesus, and leaders are entrusted to care for them. And that means that the authority of the fivefold leader isn't about status. It's about stewardship. They are called to guard, guide, and equip God's people, knowing that they will one day stand before him and give an account for how they led. Now, let's shift to the practical responsibilities that come with these callings. Apostles are responsible for establishing and strengthening churches, ensuring the foundation of Christ is laid correctly. Prophets carry the responsibility of hearing from God and helping the church remain aligned with His word and will. Evangelists are tasked with keeping the church outwardly focused, equipping believers to share the gospel and reach the lost. Pastors have the daily responsibility of shepherding, protecting, and caring for the spiritual health of their flock. And teachers are entrusted with rightly dividing the word of God and equipping believers with sound doctrine. Now, when each of these roles operates in humility and submission to Christ, the church thrives. But when these roles are abused, when authority becomes about ego, power, or personal gain, the damage can be devastating. And this is why 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 13 tell us, "But we ask you, brothers and sisters, to recognize those who diligently labor among you and are in leadership above you in the Lord, and give you instruction, and that you regard them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another." True leaders labor for the good of the church, and we are called to honor them, not because of their title, but because of their service. The authority of the fivefold leader is never meant to function apart from accountability. Even the Apostle Paul submitted his ministry to the council of other apostles and elders. We see in Galatians chapter 2, verse 2, that he says he went to Jerusalem to present to them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles, ensuring that his work was aligned with the truth. Healthy leaders seek accountability because they know that no one person holds all the wisdom or all the authority. Christ is the head of the church, and every leader serves under him. Now, this ties into the idea of servant leadership. Jesus gave us the perfect model in John chapter 13, verses 12 through 15, when he washed the disciples' feet and said, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are correct, for I am. So if I, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example so that you also would do just as I did." Now, in that time period, washing the feet was meant for the lowest servant. So the fact that Jesus was willing to wash their feet is an example of true servant leadership. The true test of a leader isn't how many people serve them, but how many people they are willing to serve. The higher the calling, the lower you must be willing to stoop and serve. That's the heart of kingdom authority. But let's be honest, authority has been abused in the church. We've all heard stories of pastors or leaders who use their positions for personal gain, manipulation, or control. And when that happens, people get wounded and trust is broken. That's why it's so critical for the fivefold ministry to embrace not just the authority, but also the weight of responsibility that comes with it. True leaders know that they are shepherding people who belong to Jesus, not to themselves. Now, let me take you back to Acts chapter 20, verse 28 again. It says, "Shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Those words should make every leader tremble. These aren't our people. They're his. We are stewards, not owners. Our job is to point people to Jesus, not to ourselves. Spiritual authority only works when it's rooted in love. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 through 3 says, "Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not with greed, but with eagerness, nor yet as domineering over those assigned to your care, but by proving to be examples to the flock." Notice that. Not domineering. A true fivefold leader doesn't lord authority over people. They lead by example. They live out the very truths that they preach. Their lives inspire others to follow Jesus, not because of fear or control, but because of love and authenticity. This is why Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5 is such a key passage for every leader. "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility consider one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus." Authority in the kingdom looks like Jesus. It looks like humility, self-sacrifice, and putting others first. Now, as we bring this message to a close, let me ask you this. Are you honoring the leaders God has placed in your life? Not because they're perfect, but because they are called to watch over your soul. And for those listening who feel called to leadership, are you willing to embrace the weight of responsibility that comes with that calling? Authority is not about position. It's about posture, a posture of servanthood and accountability before God. Now, tomorrow, we are going to close out this series by talking about how the fivefold ministry equips every believer. We'll explore how these roles aren't meant to elevate a few leaders, but to empower the entire body of Christ to walk in their God-given calling. So until next time, stay faithful. Stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find the links to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.